thank you so much for joining us. Dr. Bob Bowman is our guest today, former head of the Star Wars program, 101 combat missions over Vietnam. He is a PhD in aeronautics and nuclear engineering, and we're always honored to have him, and we'll put his website up on screen for prisonplanet.tv viewers. For radio listeners, it is thepatriots.us, thepatriots with an S, .us. Linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Before we get back into Star Wars, we appreciate your time today and take some phone calls. You alluded to the fact that you believe we're winning. And I remember talking to you 6, 7, 8 years ago, and you were a little more pessimistic, if memory serves. Correct me if I'm wrong. But why do you say those that want liberty and freedom and peace are starting to win?
Well, and in that I include we 9/11 truthers, because they are demonizing us, they're attacking us, and it makes a world of difference. It's sort of like in my congressional race, and I'm sure you remember that one.
Yes.
And at first, the seven-term incumbent Republican tried to ignore me, and then they came out ridiculing me as a 9/11 truth wacko. And it was only in the end, when they got really scared, that they put out enormous amounts of money onto slick brochures attacking me on every conceivable front, and, you know, my name all over the place with them attacking me. And that was pure desperation. And, of course, the exit polls seemed to indicate that I won that general election by 12 points. But the electronic touchscreen voting machines had it turned around. So, obviously, their own polls showed that they were behind, and so in their desperation, they attacked me. Well, the same thing is happening to us, the patriots and 9/11 truthers today. They tried just ignoring us, and that worked for a while, but not for too long. And then they tried ridiculing us with all those hit pieces, National Geographic and Popular Mechanics and all that stuff. And that didn't shut us up. And we're starting to make headway into the mainstream media. And now they're just outright attacking us and saying that we are potential terrorists and that, you know, we ought to be gunned down or locked up.
And for those that have missed it,
we're winning.
Absolutely. For those that have missed it, they're really saying that now. I mean,
yeah.
we're the nonviolent, peaceful people exposing false flag terror that's been declassified in hundreds of cases, not just by our government, but others. And they're everywhere now saying that we want to assassinate Obama. I mean, Glenn Beck just pulls this out of the air. Then you have that very suspicious Pentagon event that happens after this crescendo of demonization.
Yeah. Well, you know, the people who are accusing us of those kind of things, it's a matter of projection, because if there's anybody that wants those kind of actions taken, it's them, not us. And personally, I'm disappointed with Obama, but I would much rather have him in there than George W. Bush, and I would, and particularly Dick Cheney, and I'd much rather have him in there, this, frankly, than Joe Biden. So, I put my body on the line to protect Barack Obama, because he may not be doing what we need, but he at least hasn't done as bad as has been done in the past.
So you don't think he's completely mentally ill like Cheney? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a 1-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, We'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have warped in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine. Swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kill C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
3 a day, sometimes multiple times daily, Newsweek, Time Magazine, London Guardian, New York Times write articles saying I'm calling for violence when all we've ever done is called for peace and nonviolence. PBS is here today. Nightline just called. They want to do an entire 8-minute profile on Alex Jones only. It is very creepy because I never intended 14, 15 years ago when I started getting on air to have had this big of an effect and to have learned as much as I've learned. But it's a testament to all of you out there, what you can do if you take action. But I don't like to talk about myself, but I do get some concern and try to analyze this. Dr. Bob Bowman, what does it sound like to you that they're demonizing all of us now, claiming we're for violence, but specifically singling me out? You've been doing this longer than I have. Do you have any advice for me?
Well, I'd say to keep doing what you're doing and be just as public as you can, because the more in the public eye you are, the less they can do to you. The people who get picked off are usually the ones that very few people have heard of. And so I'd say just keep out there in the public eye and give them a black eye. Keep doing it, Alex. That's all I got to say.
But why are they coming after me so much? I mean,
you're effective. You're effective. That's why.
You know, I committed to this just like you committed to telling the truth, and I passed the point of no return a long time ago, but it is creepy to have the eye of the beast looking at you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I'd like to talk about, we talked a lot about the past, I'd like to talk a little bit about the present and the near future, because I'd like to talk about a little about our plans for how to take back the country and stop all this craziness.
Okay, we're going to do that, and we'll also have you back because you're a treasure, Dr. Bob Bowman. But you know the old saying: when you're over the target, you're getting the flak, like when you had SAM missiles getting shot at you in Vietnam. But while we've got you picking your brain, we talked during a break about CERN. If you think it's a danger, you gave me your answer. We also talked about, and you said you were aware of it, that the Air Force has talked about they're trying to develop antimatter weapons. I mean, isn't that dangerous? I mean, even the testing of those. Talk about CERN versus antimatter weapons.
Okay, well, CERN, the equivalent of Brookhaven cyclotron in the corner of Switzerland and France there, the European version. CERN, I've been there. I've been through it and looked at their operations. I don't see anything nefarious about it. Scientific knowledge can always be used for good or evil, and all too often evil, and they're producing new scientific knowledge. They're also playing around a little bit with the collisions between matter and antimatter, and that theoretically can put out an awful lot of energy. And it is dangerous, and the experiments have to be extremely carefully controlled. Now, as far as taking antimatter and weaponizing it, I have never heard of any effort which has been anywhere near successful in making weapons out of this stuff. It's too hard to produce, too hard to contain. I don't see anything of that kind in the foreseeable future.
But it is dangerous from the physicists I've read, mainline physicists, that the Pentagon admits they are playing with it and trying to isolate it. I mean, couldn't that create potentially some type of chain reaction?
Yes, it is dangerous, and there are a lot of things that are going on that are dangerous that I have been opposed to from the beginning, like HART up in Alaska, and I've been up there to that facility. I think it's extremely dangerous to dump huge amounts of money, of energy. It's money to the people who sell them the gas that they're turning into energy. Dumping all that energy into the stratosphere is extremely dangerous. They're talking about weather modification. They're talking about mind control. They're talking about all sorts of weird things. But they don't really know what they're doing. And it could have very negative consequences that they don't know how to control. So I have been against the HART facility from the beginning.
Well, here's a quick question. Here's a quick example. About 4 years ago, in the interviews on YouTube and Google everywhere, just Alex Jones interviews head of HARP, we had the private PhD director, but the military runs it. And when I was contacted by HARP, and they said, you want to clear up rumors, we'll have the director on. I was contacted. And so then comes the day to get him on for an hour-long interview, and I've got some colonel bossing me around during the breaks, and they've got the line under their control, fading him down several times. Then he starts talking about, we have a lot of fun. He's like a mad scientist. We can even, you know, ignite the atmosphere some nights and create artificial aurora borealis. Then they turn him down, gripe at him during the break. I mean, this was bizarre. But, I mean, it was really the director of HARP we had on. Why would they contact me to come on, and then why would he then start talking about igniting the atmosphere? This didn't sound too safe.
Yeah, well, they, I guess, figured that the colonels could control him. But, you know, when scientists start talking about their stuff, they just start blabbing a lot of times. And sure, that's what happened. But we're trying to infiltrate the Congress. We're trying to get rid of almost all the incumbents. In 2008, we had about 30 members of our organization, the Patriots, run for Congress around the country, but they all ran as Greens or Libertarians or Independents or write-ins, and, of course, nobody got elected. So we're taking a different tack this time. We're having each of our chapters groom people within the chapter to run in the Democratic and Republican primaries.
Well, Bob, let me do this. Let me do this because I promised to go to calls, and you've been very gracious with your time. How about when the interview ends, we pick a date when you're going to be at your home next week, and we have you on for a full hour about your program to get true patriots elected to Congress. People can find out at your website as well. How about you come on for a full hour just on solutions next week?
Sure.
Okay, let's set that up because I want to go to calls now. I promise to. We've only got 4 minutes in this segment, a short five-minute segment before we let you go at the bottom of the hour. But give out your website one more time where you've got more of this battle plan up there.
Yeah, thepatriots.us, and there's information there on what you can do to help. We desperately need money. We're about $1.5 million in debt. And I'm on the hook for it personally. We desperately need some contributions, and you can do that through the net. The other thing is I've just published a book called A Populist Vision for America. And one of the chapters in that book is all about what individual citizens can do. So anybody who wants that book can request it. And so get on the website.
And next week, we'll spend an hour on solutions and the book with Dr. Bob Bowman. So we'll set you up for that as soon as the radio interview ends. Let's talk to Mark in California. Mark, you're on the air with Dr. Bob Bowman. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alex. Hi, doctor. How are you doing?
Great.
My first question was about 9/11. Yep. In your experience, what has been the best way of communicating, you know, the 9/11 truth to friends, family members, other people that are close to you that, you know, you respect very much but that are otherwise ignorant to the truth or are subjected to the propaganda machine and have not yet realized what's really going on?
That's a great question, Mark. Thank you. Dr. Bob Bowman.
Okay. On my website, I have a three-minute video I call the smoking gun video. It's all about World Trade Center 7. I use it with friends and family. And I use it when I lobby in Congress, because you can't get a congressman to sit down for 2 hours and watch loose change or something, but you can get them to sit down for 3 minutes. And in 3 minutes, they see the BBC broadcast World Trade Center 7 collapsing before it did. They see Larry Silverstein talking about pulling it, and they see the building come down from about 12 different views. An apparent controlled demolition of an intact building with no visible fires. If that doesn't convince them that the whole Bush official conspiracy theory is a lie, I don't know what will. And
well,
you can download that from my website.
And I would add the caveat, you have 6 of the 10 commissioners saying it's a fraud and a cover-up. I have AP and Raw Story here. Revealed, Ashcroft, Tenet, Rumsfeld warned 9/11 Commission about line it should not cross and told them don't investigate the attacks themselves. And as a former Intercept pilot, I think that's some of the most convincing information when you've given your speeches in the past explaining that you were once an Intercept pilot and they stood down.
Absolutely, they did. Hijacked airliners do not fly around for an hour and 40 minutes without being intercepted. And that day, 9/11, I was watching things unfold. I just kept saying, where are the interceptors? You know, so I knew we were being lied to from day one. And we got to do something about it. The thing is, 9/11 is extremely important because all the evils that are going on are being blamed on it. So we need 9/11 truth because without it, all the evils will continue no matter
what. Yes, right.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas U.S. Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Dr. Bob Bowman, then we have a Oklahoma City survivor, says she saw McVay and the Black Op teams in there planting the bombs. So that is coming up. This is right after the anniversary of that federal operation in 1995. They're getting ready for another one. Let's talk to Jim in Missouri. Go ahead, you're on the air. Quick question for Dr. Bob Bowman, Jim.
Hey, Alex, you always seem to amaze me. Don't worry about it. Truth will prevail. Hey, Bowman, I got a couple questions, and you can touch on what you want to touch on. What's the deal with the TR-3 platforms, the H-3 mining on the moon, and why, if you know if anything, why do we have so many battleships over in the Gulf of Aden?
Okay, well, the first two, I don't have any answer for. We can't mine the moon until we get back there, and that's going to be a while, it looks like. The battleship, unfortunately, there's a lot of stuff in place, I understand, including bunker buster bombs on Diego Garcia, in preparation for an all-out attack on Iran, which I hope never comes, and I'm going to do everything I can to prevent.
And they've been reporting that we've shipped the missile casings so the Israelis can put small nukes, I guess they call it the mega bunker buster, to use against Iran. And they say, oh, this is the friendly nuke. We're allowed to use this preemptively.
What? How much? How far do you know that as far as we've done any reverse engineering?
Jim, he doesn't get into all the conspiracy theory stuff. I mean, he actually headed up Star Wars. We're talking about what's going on out there and what he can talk about that isn't classified. Might have the wrong show there. George in Connecticut. George, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi there. Dr. Bowman, I just want to give you a little bit of insight on the Star Wars thing. My mother was a double agent in Germany undercover during World War II, and she saw the first operational laser weapons being shooting down Allied flying things. She saw other types of weapons because she was well-connected. And she basically debriefed some of the scientists at Perkin and Elmer in Norwalk, Connecticut. And actually, I was, as a kid, I saw some of the original pictures of some of these weapons when they were still classified, 6 months away from being declassified, and was invited to a scientific seminar.
George, that's interesting. You ought to call in sometime. What about advanced weapons platforms? And we know the Nazis had the jets first, and now I've seen mainstream articles claiming they had primitive A-bombs. Did you ever run into any of that?
Well, I know they have the jet. I don't know about any A-bomb. Lasers, yeah. We have much more effective and powerful lasers now. And again, it depends on what you want to do with it. And you can knock aircraft down. You can do a bunch of stuff from space. But there's a lot of things that you still can't do with them.
What's more effective from your knowledge, the space-based or those big DC-10s with the big chemical lasers mounted in them, so air-to-ground or air-to-air anti-missile?
Again, it depends on what you want to do. If you're trying to shoot down a missile, which is what they advertise these things for, doing it with a 747 or any of those things is absolutely crazy because they themselves are so vulnerable. Any country or group that has the technology to send a missile against the United States would certainly have the technology to shoot down a 747, and you do that first. It's just like in the old days. What they're advertising as being defensive is ridiculous because of vulnerability.
I mean, clearly, these airborne lasers are meant for assassinations and offensive operations and killing personnel.
Sure. Sure, they won't admit that, but of course they are.
All right, well, Dr. Bob Bowman, it's been an amazing interview, and your phone's breaking up a bit, so we're going to let you go, but we're going to get you set up to come on for a full hour to talk about your new book next week here on the radio broadcast with us. Thank you for spending so much time with us.
Thank you, Alex.
We'll see you. Again, we'll have him with us next week on a landline, ladies and gentlemen, but I wanted to get him on as soon as possible. Dr. Bowman has been in and out of the hospital with cancer. He's going to be with doctors throughout part of this week, and he's a tough guy. And, I mean, he was here last year for an interview that we put in Fall of the Republic, my latest documentary film. And he did a couple hours on the radio, did the interviews, and then you could just tell he was drained when he got back in his RV and drove off. Such a great guy and tough, because he doesn't feel too well. So be sure and support him. Tireless fighter for freedom. Okay, we've got a very informative lady who survived the Oklahoma City bombing attack 15 years ago, joining us on the other side of this quick break. Don't forget, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA premieres tomorrow at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt.
A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We have Jane Graham's affidavit. We've interviewed the former foreman of the Oklahoma City Grand Jury. We've interviewed police officers. We have a very clear picture of what happened that day. A very clear picture. And in fact, Jane, if memory serves, I've interviewed her in years. I remember that she even saw some of the people that she saw working in the building planting gray sticks of butter with wires, who had federal passes as maintenance people, on some of the news footage. And I've talked to other witnesses that said they saw those men in there. And then on the news after the bomb had gone off, they'd say, well, that's him. Well, that's him. John Doe number two, Iraqis involved, all protected by the U.S. government. Jane Graham is a ninth floor survivor of the Murrow Federal Building bombing in Oklahoma City in 95. She's made a video affidavit after she watched the video cover up in Oklahoma. In that video, she recognized seeing two men who were caught on camera walking hurriedly away from the building after the bombing, holding walkie-talkies. She says that she had noticed these men in the building prior to the bombing wearing General Services Administration maintenance uniforms, that she did not recognize GSA employees. And we have her affidavit up on Infowars.com. Now, there's a new article out by Red Dirt Report, a great outfit out of Oklahoma, and it boils down. Again, she's one of scores of survivors and witnesses that basically tell the same story. Okay? And now you have Terry Nichols saying in a sworn federal affidavit that McVeigh was a black op operator. You have McVeigh separately saying one day it'll come out the government did this. The ATF, 30 seconds after the bombing, in full bomb gear, telling medics, patch me up, I was on the ninth floor. She was on the ninth floor. It was almost completely destroyed. asinine. While Oklahoma and the rest of the world respectfully remember the 168 people who died in the bombing of the Albert P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City, one survivor of April 1995 blast, Jane Graham, wants her questions about what really happened that day answered once and for all. Graham, a native of Chicago, was working for HUD office on the ninth floor of the Murrah Building that morning, told Red Dirt Report that there were a lot of strange things going on in the weeks leading up to the bombing, things that she shared numerous times with federal agents, things she felt were ignored. This including the presence of maintenance workers she did not recognize, military people in the parking garage, and more unusual activity. But one of the key figures, the bomber himself, Tim McVeigh, was spotted in the federal building on a number of occasions, and by multiple witnesses, I would add. It was a couple of weeks before the bombing. I had seen McVeigh in the building prior to the bombing around the first week of April. Graham said, rode up the elevator while she was heading to her office on that morning. And we have the former head of Air Force Weapons Development saying the building was blown out, not in. And you have the seismographs and the blast points. I mean, it just goes on and on. Hoppy Heidelberg, the grand juror foreman, being threatened by the FBI and cops being killed who spoke out. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I'm going to have her back up in the next few weeks for a full hour. She's very gracious, but I hate to even cover this without going over all the evidence. Let me just read a few more lines and we're going to her. She said, McVeigh was in military fatigues. I looked at him and said, hi, and he simply looked straight ahead. He got off the sixth floor. I turned to someone else in the elevator and said, well, he's certainly not very friendly. Another time, Graham said, he was in the elevator again and got off on the ninth floor where the Secret Service and BATF offices were located. Another unusual event, Graham recalled, was on Friday, April 14, 1995. She had parked in the Murrah parking garage, and she noticed three men standing together on the south side of the parking area. One of the men was holding what looked like floor plans. She said at first she thought about the recent phone problems that had been plaguing the building and problems with gas fumes in the area. I watched them carefully, Graham said. They were standing behind a green light station wagon, like an old country squire wagon. It was filthy, and I couldn't see the plate on it. As she watched the three men, one of whom was wearing dark clothing and two wearing short sleeves and jeans, one of the men held a stack or a roll of what appeared to be telephone wire. And then we'll have her finish up with what she was told, and she talked to other people, military personnel, people that said they were FBI, people she'd not seen before. It just goes on and on. People approached her, identified themselves as the FBI, wanted to know about the men. I mean, it just goes on and on. And Jane Graham on records has been all over national TV. She was up there on the ninth floor. She's one of the survivors. And Jane Graham, we appreciate your courage and you're speaking out again, and it's good to have you on with us.
Thank you very much for having me. Yes, go ahead.
No. I mean, you go ahead. I mean, millions are listening. Tell folks what really happened.
Well, I think you've covered a lot of it, but going back to, I'll try and keep it. The most important part was the Friday before when I saw the men down below. I was asked about the three men, and I did tell them that they wanted to know what I thought they were, and I said, well, I would take the man in charge, being a surveyor and military. I said that was the first two things that came to my mind when I saw them, and they had, and I gave them a visualizing the size of the plans that I watched them, which they were holding up, and I was told that that is exactly the size of plans that plans are when they are, in fact, drawings of the building and the garage area. And the one, the third gentleman was tall, very, very nice-looking man, dark hair. His hair came right to his collar. He had very dark eyes, dark hair. He wore a black cowboy hat with a silver trim on the hat, and he had black jeans, black boots, black shirt. And I really got a good look at him. He turned away from me and went to the north wall and was having a cigarette, and he did not want me to watch him.
And, of course, we now know, I mean, you saw him on the news, Andreas Stossmeyer,
yes,
the son of a top SS general,
yes,
is an admitted black ops commander for German and U.S. intelligence and was at Elohim City being run by the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yes, And he that was who I identified later on. I also identified one of the men when I was finally shown some pictures, not by the FBI, not by the police, but through a private investigator who was giving me, and I identified Gary Hunt as one of the gentlemen that I saw in the building the day before and the morning of the bombing, with another man who was about 5'8", light brownish blonde hair, very poor, very, very bad complected. When they both came out of the stairwell, they looked directly at me, and then they bent their heads down and turned around the corner to go around the hallway past GSA, because that is an outside door there to the outside of the building on the the west end of the building. So I was very much aware of them, and then I was going to go upstairs, and I thought it was odd that they came down the stairwell, and as I said, they were going quite quickly, and I was talking to somebody else about the fact that I had seen some maintenance men, you know, some outside maintenance men. And it wasn't just right after that, when I was waiting at the elevator, a gentleman came up to me and said he was talking to some others, and he said, I'm from the FBI, and I wanted, someone told me that you have seen two maintenance men. And I said, no, I said, I didn't. And I, of course, at that time, I was thinking whether they were talking about the elevator, which we'd had a problem with, or the phone company. And it wasn't registering to me at all about associating them with the two GSA dressed maintenance men. And it was only later on, after I saw a video and saw the two of those men, I realized this is the men that they were referring to, who somebody obviously had told them. I assume it was the men that I passed, that I had seen them. That, I think, and that in itself probably saved my life at that point, because Terry Yakey had seen so much and he was killed. A lot of people were murdered because of what they saw or what they wrote or what they did. And
now, let me stop you there. Terrence Yakey was cop of the year that year. He went in, local Oklahoma City cop, saved a bunch of people. And the last person he talked to was his partner. He'd hidden evidence of it being an inside job in a storage locker outside town. He'd been told to get off the case by his superiors. And the last phone call to his partner said, I'm being tailed by feds. And then he was found murdered and tortured.
That's right. That is correct. And I did go. I wrote a letter to Stephen Jones. I wrote a letter to the FBI. I wrote one to my doctor and another person, and I told them exactly what I saw. I gave them descriptions of the men. I gave them what they were wearing, everything I could about them and what had occurred. And I never did hear anything from anyone regarding from the FBI or the police about looking at pictures of anyone, trying to identify anyone. And I did talk to one attorney, and he said, well, I know the sketch artist for the police. They're just really, really good. We'll get a sketch done. I said, fine. Never heard from him again after that. It just dropped. You know, that was the end of that discussion. I went with Debbie Nakanashi to Washington several times on this case. I met with one of the men who was on the attorney's staff there, you know, dealing with, I wanted information about, well, how does one deal with this as far as from the legal aspect of the government and for review and so forth. And he said, well, there were only like, I think, three men that, you know, deal with a lot of these issues, and that really, you know, there wasn't anything that they could do. And I tried to see the congressmen and senators from the state of Oklahoma. None of them would see me or talk to me. And the only person that would talk to me was James Traficant. And I did meet in his office. I met his assistant. And at that time, he had requested from GSA all of their files. And the FBI had come to him and told him that they wanted to go through the all of the files that he had to white out various things that would be incriminating. And he told them they didn't have the authority to do that. And but he would give them one day, and they said, because he said they would not be able to do that. And his assistant told me that they had threatened James Traficant and said, "We will get you for this. You know, we're going to get you over there."
And it's now been declassified that the current attorney general, back at the time, was the deputy, and the memos have been released and his emails where he said, "We've got to have a full court press. This is like D-Day. We've got to get down to Oklahoma City. This is on the 16th, and cover this up, or it's over for us." And we can even pull those emails up. I've read them on air. And so that clearly shows they were going into Congressman's office and saying, "You shut your mouth." There's so much to talk to you about, Jane Graham. Expanding on this, what about your run-ins with Tim McVeigh in the weeks before the Alfred P. Murrow Building was blown out from under you?
Yes, he was there. He was there a number of times, going up. As I said, he went to the sixth floor. I think he even went to the fifth floor and certainly the ninth floor. He had gone up there. And I really thought, that he was, with the military units there and going in to report, or up on the ninth floor, they had ATF and other operations up there. And I thought, well, whatever he's doing, he's new and he's just, you know, reporting in to whatever he needed to do. And, the comment I made about his not talking was the fact that, everybody in that building would always be very pleasant and always friendly and, "Hi, how are you?" You know, regardless if you didn't know them, they spoke. And he absolutely would just look straight ahead, totally military. And also, one of the things most people do not know is that the bomb squad had parked across in the church parking lot that morning and had their dogs out. And one of the postal workers, a friend of mine that went with me to Washington several times, she had seen them out. She was told her job was threatened. She was told, "Do not discuss this with anybody." And she went to the union in regards to that issue and got that was taken care of relatively quickly. It was important because when I went up to the seventh floor, I ran into Trish Nix, who was killed in the bombing, and she said, "Have you seen the bomb squad?" And I said, "No, I haven't." And she said, "Well, they've been in the building." So I knew right then that there was something going on. And, of course, like I said earlier, in 2 weeks before that, when I was in the coffee shop, I was sitting at a booth, and right next to me, on the other booth, was another lady talking to a friend of hers, telling her that she had called a friend who worked at the FBI office at 5010 Place, and that this friend had received a fax stating that there was going to be a bombing in the federal building, and I was very, and that not to, and she gave it to her supervisor, and he said, "Don't worry about it. We know about it already." And I was concerned because at that time, daughter-in-law had been working at Valley X, which is in 5010 Place, and I said, "Oh, my God, surely," when I came home, I said, "Surely someone is going to try and bomb 5010 Place." Of course, that's where FBI was. And I thought, all those people, you know, are there. They have nothing to do with the government. And
well, Jane, let me back you up on this, because some of this has come out in newspapers, but I have an employee whose dad was working in a federal building in Dallas, and they got that fax the day before that a federal building was going to be blown up. And then I know someone separately who was working in a federal building at the time on the West Coast who remembers those faxes coming in. And it's even come out in the news that there were some warnings. But you've got McVeigh in the building. You've got all these guys running around. Going back from some of your earlier video testimony, and I haven't seen it in years, but am I correct in saying you didn't just see wiring? You saw gray sticks of butter?
I didn't know what it was at the time. I saw it looked like putty, and I thought I didn't know what it was until someone told me, oh, no, that's C4. That's what that looks like.
Now, who had the blocks of gray putty?
Those were the two. That was the man that was with the gentleman who was holding the plans in the building.
And so you're walking by these guys, and you've never seen these maintenance crews, but they're there with wires and gray putty.
No, not the two maintenance men.
This is separate.
These other three men were entirely different men. I would have bet money on the two being military, absolutely military. The other one, who I later identified, was Strassmeyer. But those three were different than
okay, hold on. We've got a final segment. It's clear we're going to have to get you up again and really debrief you on all this. You've told the story, and it's been proven to be accurate, and you have other eyewitnesses, those that haven't died. And the big issue is they're replaying the same propaganda again. Who do you think's behind it?
Oh, my sinuses. They feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's BUYSinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Well, here's the headline. Murrow bombing survivor says feds involved in blast that killed 168 in 1995. And it's chilling. I was talking to Jane Graham during the break, and I said, do you see the same propaganda, Clinton, saying, I hope there doesn't have to be a terror attack to make the Tea Party shut up? Where do you see this going? And what she said was chilling. But finish up. So it was Strassmeyer and the other two guys in the garage you saw with the gray sticks of putty or butter. Specifically, where do you think this is all going? Who do you think from the evidence was behind this?
There are several things. First of all, the ATF that morning, and I think people need to understand, that morning, before the bombing, there were two men dressed with ATF raid jackets on, talking to a third gentleman outside in front of the Murrow Building that morning. And I then found out you don't wear those unless there's something going down where they need to be recognizable immediately. That's the one. Strassmeyer and the other two gentlemen that were in the garage the Friday before, yes. What I saw them have, I was told that what they thought was the putty was, in fact, actually what was I gave a description of, and I was told that's C4. And what I am saying is that if anyone goes back in history, history repeats itself always, but governments have always, one of the things they have done, they go in and they take care of creating an incident, creating a bombing or whatever, in order to come back in and fix it so that whatever has happened, they've got a solution of how they're going to fix the problem, whether it be they're going to say, well, the terrorists did it. We now have to have additional protection. We need to have blame it on the militia. We need to blame it on we need to have a Patriot Act. We need gun control. What they've always got an agenda to take away rights. And to sell it to the public in mass as we're protecting you, we're the good guys, we're taking care of you, we're protecting you. And I'm saying that this was done, they can claim that they had no part in it because then they don't have any liability issues involved in it. And even though they were behind it and they, I imagine and feel very confident in that they did have McVeigh on their payroll. They did get Strassmeyer out of the country with his luggage, with everything. A straight shot through was told, I understand from others, they were told, do not go through his luggage. Just give him a free pass to go back to Germany. There were other people who were involved and money that came from the Islam countries and involved, and so they could go from a very technical big organization and having other people do their work through FBI, CIA, and then say, well, we don't know anything about it.
Absolutely, Jane.
Somebody else.
Jane, Oklahoma City bombing survivor. We're out of time. In closing, though, are you concerned seeing the same buildup of propaganda claiming domestic groups are going to attack again?
Yes.
The government's doing unpopular things. They need to play the part of the victim again. I see pre-programming for another Oklahoma City. Do you agree?
Absolutely. I think they will do something. I really believe that it's not a bombing. I think it's going to be something that will have to do with water supplies or germ warfare of some sort. But they're planning ahead to do something big in order to blame the militias, blame the Tea Parties, because the American public is getting fed up with having their rights taken away, being taxed to death, and government is controlling everything now.
Jane Graham, we're going to interview you again in the near future for a full hour. God bless you. Let me say bye to you at the end of the show. Great job, crew. God bless you all. Police State 4 premieres tomorrow.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.